Hello everyone, Clara here. Today in The Loop is excited to bring you an interview with Javier Raya, Olympian, 2011 Spanish national champion, and member of the illustrious duo of Spanish skating Javis. Welcome Javi, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
Perfect. So now you've recently launched a really exciting, important platform called Skate Proud. Do you want to give us sort of a short introduction to what that is?
So Skate Proud, it's a platform, as you mentioned, and it's an idea I've had a long time ago, but the idea, it's basically of trying to work towards the LGBTQ plus figure skating community and unite us, and especially to have a place of support, of sharing experiences, but also, and very important, to take action, which it's towards a more inclusive sport, working hand to hand with institutions, which are the next steps we are planning. And yeah, it's a platform that wants to be a safe space for everyone, whether you're part of the LGBTQ plus community or you consider yourself a friend and an ally of the community.
Fabulous. That sounds really timely. So you, over the past couple of weeks, you've been hosting a lot of really interesting conversations, I guess, in line with that idea of sharing experiences, right? You've talked to Guillaume Cizeron, you've talked to Yarick Hendricks, Jeremy Abbott, May Berenice Meite, many, many more. Who am I forgetting?
Eric Radford, so exactly, Olympic champion in the team event and bronze in the pairs. So I feel, yeah, it's been crazy last 2 weeks of June. I decided to start on the 1st of June, but really it started to build up as soon as I contacted my closest friends that I knew they were part of the community as well, or allies that wanted to support it. And in a week, I was able to launch my first initiative, which is, it was the live chats from Instagram, giving them a chance to tell their story, which, to be honest, I don't think we've ever had anything like this before. And it's a more relaxing experience than an interview of 5 minutes. It's more like a chat where they can really tell their experiences in a different way, more relaxing, and to let us all know, you know, that how they grew up, they probably struggle through different periods of their lives, and how they achieve success in their sport, overcoming those struggles and becoming the persons they are today. Yeah. So I'm really excited. It's been very, very positive response from everyone. And I think it's a platform that in 2 weeks has already collected a very good, very amazing stories that are going to be useful for everyone who wants to listen and to have a place of support.
Absolutely. And the conversations have been really interesting and really inspirational. So I'd encourage everyone to go listen to them. You can find them at Skate Proud on Twitter and Instagram or at skateproud.com. So we're recording this on Friday the 19th, which is incidentally Juneteenth. So please donate to your local Black Lives Matter organization if you can afford to do so. So Javi, you recorded a really lovely interview with Karina Manta yesterday, right? Where you went into your history, your experience at Sochi, yes, how coming out publicly turned you on to LGBTQ advocacy, a lot more. So I'm going to encourage everyone to go listen to that as well. We'll include a link in the episode notes, and you can find links, obviously, on the Skate Proud and the In The Loop social media feeds. But so I guess carrying on from that conversation, you chatted with Karina about sort of your involvement with Madrid Pride was really what spurred you on to start thinking about LGBTQ advocacy. When and how did you come up with the idea for this kind of platform specifically?
So as I mentioned in the chat yesterday, and to go over a little bit the idea of how we got to this point. The time that I came out was posting a picture with my boyfriend back in 2016, and it went so crazy all over the news because I turned out to be the only athlete in Spain, competitively athlete and Olympian, to come out.
Wow.
Which is all over the sport, so it's crazy to think about it. And I did not know, and obviously it was huge. And then later on, it was a lot of petitions for interviews. So I started to get involved, but I wasn't sure really where I was heading to until a year later. So I was starting to understand a little more the LGBTQ plus community and movement and pride and my presence, how important is that me as an athlete, I have a voice and I am able to reach to many more people. And now that I'm, let's say, more of an adult skater as well, and I have passed also the period of the public impact of coming out, and I'm at a point where I can help other figure skaters, I can help our future generations, I can try to do my best to improve our sport and other sports in general, and basically to be a diverse and inclusive space and safe space for everyone. So yeah, I feel this idea happened because of that, especially, and me always being, you know, deep down having this activism inside of me and trying to put it out there in a different way, and also being involved with the Olympic movement because I'm really involved with that and institutions. So what lastly happened for this to happen is this past 2 months with COVID, I was thinking, oh my God, this is a crisis, obviously, for everybody. But if you think about Pride Month, so it's an important month. People think, oh, it's a celebration, but it's also a resource place. It's also a resource month financially and
absolutely,
and for platforms and for all that. So I felt that this year, because of this COVID crisis, it's going to be a struggle. And it is, you know, all these sponsors that maybe are usually there because of Pride, and maybe this year they are not, because obviously there is no event happening outdoors with people.
Mm-hmm.
I felt we needed to have to do an action instantly for this month to start. And I felt having an online platform, especially now with COVID, that can easily reach to everybody, now that we even have more time and we are more connected on our phones, it was the right thing to do, the right way to start. But also to mention, I don't want this to be a just 1 month thing. This is a platform, but this is also a community that we are working as a team now with other figure skaters to take action and work towards different projects within Skate Proud and for the community.
Fabulous. So did you have the idea for Skate Proud, and it's just that because of Corona, you ended up launching it a bit earlier, or is this something that was purely born of the moment, so to speak?
The Corona, it was sort of a confirmation or like a sign of like, okay, normally Pride, it's like overcrowded, full of sponsors, full of media, full of platforms. And I'm like, you know, this year is a very different Pride. There is no celebration. And I felt it was the right moment to do it. It was a perfect time because of the situation we are all living. Also, it was even a casualty that I was also thinking on this and doing something for the community when Guillaume just came out a few days before I started it. So it was like everything, I think everything happens for a reason in life, and this was just one thing after the other. If me learning and understanding how I can help with activism, if the COVID and then also Guillaume's story, all this happened, and that's why we are here today. I'm happy for that.
Understood. Okay. So you've had, as we just mentioned, like a whole load of conversations over the past 2 weeks. What do you think has struck you the most if you look back on all of them together?
For me, it's been a very, very interesting time consuming, but of growth as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to these stories, I've got to connect very much with most of the skaters and understanding that what I've been through, it's very similar to what they've been through, the struggles. And it's so common that most of us, because of choosing just a non-standard sport, we did suffer bullying and discrimination. And even people that are straight, such as Dylan or May,
mm-hmm.
because of race or others. And like, is figure skating is such a beautiful sport, and we choose because we love it and we fall in love with it. And it's kind of sad that growing up, all these things happen because people is uneducated, or people is, there's a lot of bullying, and that's something that needs to be fixed as well. That it doesn't, it's not just related to sexual orientation or others. It's really how about the society, you choose a different sport that is not that common, and or there is these stereotypes, and then that's what turns out to be a struggle growing up, especially. And this happens to all of us. So I think this is a very common thing, and it did touch us all. And so, of course, there's a lot of things to work on within the institutions and sport, but this is a very important part that I feel it happened to most of us. And that's what I can analyze out of all the chats we've had. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so you mentioned when it happened to you, your mom was really kick ass and sort of helped you solve it. Did you get any support from within the skating world when that was happening?
No, there was no tools. And I don't think there is still enough platforms or tools whether you can find really a place of support, whether you can just text or call someone.
Sure.
I feel that's why this platform is important. I want this to be a place where skaters, younger skaters, or whoever wants, they can reach, they can contact us, we can help each other, and they have a place to feel supported. And I feel it's just because I feel nowadays, thank God, in some countries, such as my Spain, we've improved so much, and there is a lot of organizations, LGBTQ plus organizations, outside of the sport. They have a very important role to help the community and stop bullying and stop these aggressions in the street and fighting for all our rights. But I feel we need more organizations within the sport, and also included in the institutional part where we have sort of a team or an area that is dedicated to this. I feel this is where our work has to focus on, to be an LGBTQ plus community space working within our institutions for our athletes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk more about that. I'm sure you've got loads of ideas at the moment that you're working on for where you go next with the platform, like what the immediate next steps are. Is there anything that you can share with us then?
Well, there is a lot of work we're trying to get done towards an approach with, you know, ISU and federations from each country to really get on board. That's what it is mainly. I feel this is our next action that we are like working on, and we need to make sure that when there is statements and there is our communities represented and supported clearly, talking about sexual orientation, gender identification, the LGBTQ plus community, and not just a really empty sort of message that we do not consider that is addressing properly the issue, and especially having a case of hate coming from an Olympic champion that it's been so recent attacking our community.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And I think we all saw that statement and your reaction to it. But I guess actually this is related to that, right? There's a sense that skaters are discouraged from being political, right? And I think there's actually an ISU policy that says that you're not meant to make political statements when you're at the Olympics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel any pressure related to that, I guess implicitly or explicitly, as it related to LGBT advocacy?
So it's funny, I mentioned that I know at the Olympics they tell you many things and rules and it's understandable. Of course, because the Olympics is supposed to be an event that unites the entire world. And the question is, where is the limit line of what's political or what's human rights? correct? And
yeah,
and I feel with the Sochi example, and in my case when I was there, so I wasn't ready, I wasn't publicly out, and I wasn't at a point in my life where I was with such a perspective that I could take any action or help or like talk publicly about anything. But of course, getting these kind of like messages, like, you know, and even knowing that I was gay, and be like, just be careful and make sure you don't talk about this, or don't make any action, or don't, you know, it kind of like hurts you even more knowing that we were going there and it was such a recent news about all the against gay propaganda. That's how they called it. So
yes,
it was a contradictory situation, but I feel from there we have improved to Pyeongchang, and we have the example of a Canadian Olympic Committee. They even had the first Pride House within the Canada House at the Olympics, which is a big step.
Absolutely.
Also for the International Olympic Committee to accept that. I think it's getting better, but as you see, a recent statement from the ISU, yeah, which has a very good intention to address things, but most of us, we don't feel clear support, and it's not clear, this not mentioned sexual orientation, gender identity, the LGBTQ plus community. Yeah, it's kind of repetitive every time we say it.
Yeah.
But we need to mention it, because it's a whole different world, and we cannot just avoid that, because we are not represented at the moment, and there is no one working for us. There is no department, there is nothing to address the recent situation and others, and to protect us. And I feel at this point, and we need to address few things, and also in a positive way, we need to work hand to hand, because in the end it's our federation, and I feel they need to listen their athletes. It's athletes, and we are a big community in figure skating. We are a big community that it's showing with this platform. We are united, and we are showing them that we want to work together. So I think that's what it's a clear message.
Absolutely. And I mean, let's name names, right? So what we're talking about is Alexei Yagudin's comments about Adam Rippon, which I think,
well, it's Adam Rippon, exactly, and entire wish for all of us to disappear from the earth or something like that. So
yeah, which I think we can very safely categorize as overtly hateful and homophobic.
Yeah.
What, in an ideal world, what kind of consequences would you like to see for that?
You know, I am not the one who has to say that, because this is something that it is not just me. I am obviously creating this platform, but I am not the only skater who,
of course,
who represents Skate Proud. We are, as you see, all the skaters who participate, all the skaters that we are trying to make a change. And this ultimately is the ISU. We obviously think that the most important part that the ISU needs to do is protect us, and measurements need to be addressed and taken, and there is a lot of things to be done, not just towards this issue, which is obviously important and a specific issue, but there is also these programs that need to be worked on from within the ISU for inclusion, visibility, and support.
Absolutely.
So I feel that in that aspect, it is not my work to say what should be done, because I am not the one who represent Skate Proud. We are all together here. And then ultimately is the ISU who has to do their part in this aspect. Yeah.
Sure. So let's talk about the ISU then. You mentioned representation, and you mentioned the need for like a lot of change institutionally. What do you think are sort of the critical things that the ISU should be doing right now to make the space more inclusive?
I think Pride is a good opportunity, not just to celebrate, but to be an improvement in all the aspects for the community. I think that is, you need to realize that the LGBT community needs to be represented and mentioned in the statements of inclusion, same as racism was clearly mentioned and and addressed. We need that as well, which I don't understand why it wasn't. And I feel that's one first step, because that's media, that's the communication, that's what you want to, that's, those are the words that wants the eyes you to put out there. And I think we need to be within those statements. And then the other part is is an approach to work hand to hand with the ISU and with each federation from each country, to have our representative figure skaters that we have, such as big names, Guillaume, Eric Radford in Canada, Jorik Hendrik, Belgium, Maven in France, whether they are from the community or friends and allies. And I feel those are the following next steps. And I feel, as I said many times, they need to get on board.
Absolutely. Need
to finally not be scared and really support what is right and support fully the inclusion and diversity, mentioning it and addressing it properly. And I feel this is something the institutions need to finally be proud and take action.
Is there, so what are the current safeguards? I think you mentioned earlier that there's not really an avenue, for example, for young skaters, maybe at a local or national level who might be facing homophobia. What mechanisms exist within the ISU today to deal with homophobia?
That I know, I don't know any.
Okay.
To be honest. I don't know any in the ISU or even within my federation or any other federation. To be honest, I think the only federation that I see clearly something is Skate Canada, same as the Olympic Canadian Committee. And how do I know that? Besides that, I obviously live in Canada and I've been in touch with them. I know they have a department. I know there's people who is working for the LGBTQ plus community. But I also know, and everybody who goes and check their website and their platforms, they will see that this month, Skate Canada and the Canadian Olympic Committee, they've changed their logos, they're taking actions, they're sharing stories from their athletes community, and they are giving them a voice, something that the ISU could easily do.
Absolutely.
This month, and it's important. It's not just a celebration, it's education. So coming from that, that will change everything, because a younger figure skater that is struggling, whether it is, I don't know, in whichever country, and at least have a platform they can reach. Imagine if this platform was not just Skate Proud, but was coming from within the International Federation Union, and they were able to reach out to a specific department and get all the support they need emotionally and economically, whether it is to be able to get support where he lives or to make a change, to be able to pursue its career as a skater, to move, to do anything that it's needed. There's a lot of things that can be done to help a future figure skating champion that might be struggling and may not make it because of the lack of resource and support.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as soon as the institutions get involved, all of that becomes a lot more powerful. You're absolutely right. And then I guess in a similar vein, when we think about trans athletes or gender non-conforming athletes, is there anything in place at the moment to support them being able to compete?
Well, to be honest, I know there is, coming from the Olympics, from the International Olympic Committee, there is some specifications about that allowance, and I'm not really informed how deeply it is from the ISU. I actually personally don't have any example of a transgender athlete figure skater at the moment.
And yeah, at international level, sure, yeah.
So I don't really know what are the measurements. and rules that they apply for that, and even if they are accepting, which should be, and probably I will understand that they, if there is a case, if there is someone, they will follow the path from the International Olympic Committee. But I, that's, you know, a good question, because not even myself, that I will say I'm very on top of all this,
sure,
know what will happen with such a case. And I feel we need to anticipate, and the ISU need to anticipate to that, because we need to make sure figure skating is a sport for everyone, and that is not a barrier, because there is no clear rules or clear specifications about that. So I think this is a very, very important question that, of course, having a department that works on these matters will clearly make sure that everybody is included in figure skating.
You talked as well, I think, briefly with Karina about sort of representation within ISU, as in having more openly out judges, officials, what have you. Mm-hmm. How important do you think that is in the scheme of things?
So I think it will be great. And I know a few judges that are open within their circle, but mm-hmm. never knew or never know any that have speak publicly and advocated. And I feel and I wish during this month we're able to get their voices and their experience as well, because it was such a great point from Karina to mention that somebody that is in power, that is basically giving you a score while competing, and we have obviously LGBTQ plus judges, that they take a step forward as well, and they share their story, and they share their point of view, because they are an influence for all of us as competitors. So I feel it will be such a great thing for the community that we can count on them as well.
And so I guess where I'm going with this is, do you think when you look at all the judges or officials or members of the ISU who might be out to their circle but aren't necessarily sort of publicly speaking out or using their position to speak out on these topics, do you think it's more about building their awareness of the role they can have, or do you think it's also about discomfort they may feel about how they may be received if they do that?
I mean, I don't know all the cases, and I don't know how deeply they get involved when they work with the institution.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's important that no matter what's your position, a judge or part of the ISU or a coach or a skater, that we, as part of the community, we stand for our rights and we stand for our community. Because when there is something that is wrong, we cannot be silent, because we don't want to lose our position, or we don't want to get out of the way that it's supposed to be the way at a moment. Because if there is something that needs to be addressed, like this thing recently, everybody needs to speak out and say, hey, this is wrong. And it's not just a skater saying this, it's a group of skaters, it's a group of coaches, it's a group of judges, that we are part of the community and we want to feel that we have this support and that we are protected from within our international federation. So I feel that's where the judges and people of power of the skating community, they have to speak up and help, because I feel they will be honest to the skating community, to the mm-hmm. LGBT community, and especially to themselves and their values. If they do not fight for what they think is right for us, then they are basically betraying themselves, because they are not supporting their own selves, you know?
Yeah.
if they were in a similar position. And I feel that if we start accepting hate and we start accepting discrimination, or we don't do anything, I feel we're just going nowhere.
Sure.
And I feel that's where not just us from Escape Route, everyone needs to get on board, you know?
Have you ever considered becoming one of those judges or people of power?
I don't care about power. I just like to do the good thing and help people. So I don't know if this will be taking me or Escape Route to a closer position with the ISU when they decide they have to address things and include us. But I think we are trying our best to make this a better and safer sport. Yeah.
I hope so too, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk also a bit about, I guess, stereotypes or gender stereotypes and
Yeah.
assumptions about heterosexuality. So, Eric, Yorick,
Yeah.
and Jeremy, I think, all mentioned being concerned that coming out would negatively affect the way judges evaluated their skating, right? Did you personally ever fear that coming out would have an impact on how you were scored?
To be honest, no. I think it all depends also what country you come from. I mean, at some point it was a little bit, yeah, when I published that picture. But you know, how can I say? Love is a great power and it's above anything. And I feel that's what made me take the step forward, share that personal picture, personal life. And so I didn't think twice about what could be happening to my career.
That's so
Because
lovely.
I don't think it, I it, because truly the way I've been grown up and I've been educated, never had to think that whatever I wanted to do or believe in should affect my job or my skating. So I was never second doubting about things because I always knew that I had my support at home, and I feel this is a great power. So yeah,
Why do you think that it's such a common concern?
the bias and discrimination and all that, well, because it exists, because it's true, because what it happens is that there is a stereotype, there is this idea of it has to be done a certain way. And a skater has to be a certain way. And there is a lot of room to work towards this inclusion, diversity, and also can translate into the judging system and into other different standards that can be evaluated while in a competition that will encourage to a more fair and equal judgment instead of the standard and basic ideal of what a figure skater should be to appreciate the differences from everyone.
Absolutely. And so May as well, right, when you talk to her, I think spoke very powerfully about how the sport has this sort of quite a narrow conception of what femininity looks like.
May is amazing. May is on top of that, and I feel May is a great example, and it's a very good friend for so many years. It is a great example of an athlete that doesn't fit in the standard figure skater model, female figure skater. And because she's tough and she has worked so hard, is at the top level of the international figure skating, breaking barriers and breaking all these stereotypes. And I feel that she has struggled more to get certain scores. And it's true, as he says, she needs to be perfect, probably in the technical aspect, because otherwise she's not as appreciated in the component side because doesn't fit in what it is believed to be a standard female figure skater. And I feel this may is the example of why there is such a difference in scores when she has many good qualities that are not appreciated in this other part of this course. And it's great. I think she is bringing that forward and is one of the greatest examples we have nowadays.
Yeah, no, and she's so strong and she speaks about it so well. So I guess she's such a great example for the gender side. And so I was wondering on the orientation side, you said luckily you didn't really feel that yourself, but do you know of skaters skating today who sort of feel pressured to skate straight or to skate, I guess, more masculine, again, sort of air quotes, because of those biases?
So like, do you like saying if like, yeah, I that was part of the conversations. If you mean that a lot of skaters, I probably even including myself, we have kind of put in a barrier to express fully ourselves and trying to fit a masculine model
mm-hmm.
when we're competing or skating because we don't want to look too feminine when we are like a male skater or in this like it's what is it was called a toxic masculinity because
sure.
Because why? Because you want to be, because you know you're doing figure skating and you don't want to be looked as a very feminine or you don't want to be called gay or whatever. That's the problem. It comes from society problem, it comes from the skating problem. And I feel this is a big part too of what happens when you feel about discrimination and the LGBTQ plus community, things that needs to be addressed is that that we need to encourage the skaters to be themselves and to express fully themselves without trying to fit a standard. And that standard can be the example of May or can be the example of any other skater that I feel we can use great examples of the skaters that mostly at the end of their skating career, they were able to reach their maximum potential, skating to truly openly themselves to the music they wanted to skate, the style they wanted to skate, the way artistically they wanted to skate. And I feel that's what makes rich the skating programs
yeah.
and fills up the audience and everyone's can see a big difference when that happens. So that's what I think should be encouraged.
I guess in that same vein, right? All disciplines, but especially pairs and ice dance have this idea of, I guess, compulsory heterosexuality that's encoded in them. So like in ice dance, yeah. women and men can't swap the steps in the pattern. Like yeah. there are very specific rules around costumes.
Yeah.
Like siblings who dance together are sort of received in a slightly more lukewarm way because mm-hmm. the assumption is that you're meant to have this like steamy romantic relationship with your partner. Do you feel this needs to be changed? Do you have any thoughts about how that would happen?
Well, I feel that what it's important is that it all will happen when the institutions fully get involved and put this in their agenda, in their departments and work with us hand to hand and acknowledge our existence and support us for who we are and not avoid the conversation clearly like that, just like that.
Yes, I think that's a concise and a true answer.
That resumes the entire chat today.
Do you think we will ever have same-sex ice dance or pairs?
Should happen. It should be, we should create, it's a sport. There is, this should be other disciplines. Yeah,
yeah,
why not? Like, you could be so impressed how maybe two girls or two guys different things they can do on the ice. And we see sometimes at skating shows, and it's beautiful. And I feel could be a different category, could be a different part of the figure skating to same-sex couples on ice, or I don't know. Why not? It's time to break the girl and boy romance stereotype as well. Yeah, it's too traditional.
Let's get silly. Who would your dream same-sex pairs team be?
Oh, girl. that's kind of funny. I don't know. I could tell you one of my good skating friends, but I'll keep it to when it's possible.
Okay.
Will be funny for sure, and I would love it. Like, could be very interesting as well. This is not a funny joke. This could be something. Why not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like, technically, the elements you could do would be different. Like, it would be super interesting. So you've got representatives from all of these different roles within the figure skating universe. You've also had Karina come on board, which is, as a fellow woman, super exciting for me. In general, there seem to be more men than women who are out within the figure skating world, is my impression.
Yeah, we don't have that many voices from the women. And
do you think that's to do with how figure skating thinks about gender and femininity, or is it
as well because there is more queer women, there is more people from the community, but the same thing that the stereotype affects the guys because of the thought of that all the guys are gays, same thing for women's and figure skating, there is no such voices or stories of them coming out and speaking, you know, so that makes probably even harder for them to be themselves and talk about it. And it's actually unbelievable, but that's another barrier in an opposite way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess that's why Karina coming on board is going to be so important. Oh my God, it's really so exciting.
It's super nice, yeah.
Fab. So look, you've been super patient with me asking you all about LGBTQ issues. Outside of all this exciting stuff that's going to happen with Skate Bride, what are your plans for the future? Admittedly, coronavirus is still raging, but show skating, coaching, activism, competing, what's the plan?
Oh, I have a lot of things going on in my life, so... Don't even ask me that question.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of things, and I feel my passion for skating, whichever way it will continue, and in this period, I came up with this opportunity to be involved in a different way for a community within skating, and I feel I'm so happy for the response. So I don't know. I cannot tell you about my future as I am still working on myself where the direction that I'm going, but of course skating is always in the front line.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye then. It's a moving target.
Thank you. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so look, as you said, we're really hoping that you'll get some engagement from the institutions to start making meaningful changes. It's such an important topic, and at the very least, the conversations you're having can only help improve the sport and make the issue more visible. So thank you so much for doing that.
Of course.
Do you want to remind us where people can find you, and like, is there anything coming up in the next week or so that you want to promote?
Well, because this has been going happening so fast, and I'm working now. I'm happy that I have a team of other skaters helping, like Karina and others. We are constantly in touch with and trying to keep the platform, especially this month, but we will continue to do different actions. So I cannot give you a list of the upcoming skaters yet, but I can actually tell you tomorrow we have Jackie
oh, cool.
from Rocker Skating. And Sunday we have the amazing David Wilson, choreographer, and also someone that is open and that is proud and that can tell us his story, because I feel someone that has been in the skating world such a long time and that has been through a lot of different experiences can offer us a different vision and perspective of the skating, for sure.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited for Sunday. Karina will be tomorrow. I'll be on Sunday with him.
Perfect. Okay, so everyone, don't forget to check those out. They'll be on the feed by then. And so you are at Skate Raya on Twitter and Instagram?
On
all platforms. Yeah. Okay,
Twitter, cool. Instagram,
okay. And Friendster, yeah. MySpace.
Most of them, yeah. MySpace. I mean, I don't have that anymore. I don't even know if I had it, actually.
Yeah. And then everything else will be on Skate Proud, obviously, and your website is skateproud.com.
Correct.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. It was a pleasure.
And yeah, I'm really excited for all these interviews.
Thank you very much. And thanks for giving us a support and sharing us as well. I feel this is a work from everybody and all the platforms, that all the figure skating lovers and followers, for sure.